For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Omar Carrizales, a lefty, has 6 hits in his last 10 at-bats after managing just 2 in 7 games. When he focuses on correcting what he calls an off-balance swing, any worry that something could happen to his family seems to go away, but only for a moment. He's the only player on the Hartford Yard Goats from Venezuela, a country struggling under authoritarian rule.
They can't, like, get you, but they still can't get your family, so that's a big problem for us and big league players.
Wilson Ramos, a catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, was abducted in 2011 and rescued 2 days later. Miguel Cabrera, Major League Baseball's most valuable player twice over, says he's tired of being threatened by people in his country. Cabrera is from Maracay, the same place that Carrizales grew up in, which is about 2 hours from the capital, Caracas. The Yard Goats player says that baseball players are routinely threatened because Venezuelan gangsters know they have money. Carrizales also says that the best way to avoid trouble is to be apolitical.
If you are in your home, you're not gonna be like in trouble, you're not gonna be like in danger, you know? But if you go out and do like protest, and it's gonna be dangerous, you know?
The Colorado Rockies brought Carrizales to America about 4 years ago. He lives here alone, without his mother, father, 15-year-old sister, or anybody from his family for that matter. He knows that if he gets to the major leagues and makes a lot of money, he could be a target. But he looks at success as an opportunity to bring his family to the United States and away from a dangerous situation.
I just try to get better and get money and to bring my family here because I don't want to be in that situation like those guys like Wilson Ramos and all those guys.
According to the New York Times, at least 120 Venezuelans have died protesting the Maduro government this year. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.